very popular winner yesterday was Pat Webster and Happy Clapper in the Epsom. And look, I think everyone thought the horse thoroughly deserved the win. Great ride from Blake Shin, and Pat Webster's been good enough to join us this morning. Pat, good morning. Congratulations. And, well, you've woken up on grand final morning, a Group 1 winning trainer.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Ray. It was a good result and enjoyed by all. He's got a lot of fans of Clapper and well-deserved by the staff. Yep. All two of them.
Two of them.
And one of them's casual.
Very good.
You're doing something right then, Pat.
Yeah. Hey, very popular win for the horse, because it's a popular horse. Popular trainer too, I reckon, Pat. The difference of being a favourite during the week, you know, where the pressure came on. Did you feel that at different stages?
I did, because, look, we were a little bit silly the start before, because we actually thought that she was a chance to stretch Winks, and which he did, and but then to back up after running second to her, because she just gutters the horses that run against her. So, and then to have him favourite, there was a lot of pressure. Like, he's 15-1 against her, and it's not very often you have to produce a $2.70 or a $2.80 chance in an Epsom. I'm flat out doing it at Kembla. I'm nervous at Kembla. So imagine how we were this week. But as it turned out, you know, the Lord was on our side.
Mm. It worked out perfectly, didn't it, Pat? With the scratchings, he came out of gate two. He jumped pretty well. Blake got him into a right spot on the fence with cover. The race just panned out perfectly from there.
Well, it's funny, Ray, because my daughter read your column where you said no horse has won out of four for the last 40 years. Mm. And she's gone, Dad, who is this bloke? She said he shouldn't be writing that. That'll make you nervous. Just pretend. She said, there'll be a scratching anyway. You'll come in a couple. Anyway, lo and behold, he come in the two. But and when he runs second in the Doncaster to the Godolphin horse,
it's somewhat
too. It was good, yes.
Yeah, you're not the first person. She's not the first person to say, who is this bloke?
Jimmy says every Sunday morning, Pat, when I walk in.
Hey, were you a little bit, speaking of history, you're being against you too, and you would have read that in another Ray Thomas article during the week. Were you worried about the 57 kilos?
I was worried because from a trainer's viewpoint, you're always trying to get into these races, you know, with just enough to qualify you. And like when Clapper won the Villiers, we won a race to get into it, and you try and get in for as light as weight as you can, because you always worry about the horses around with 51 and, you know, around the 53 mark when you've got 57. So, yeah, but it wasn't as much that leading in up the last week as he really gutted himself out running against Winks. Like, I think that if that would have been his second run-up yesterday, you would have seen it. No, I don't think. You would have seen a much better horse than what you've seen yesterday.
It's interesting you say that, Pat, because I was talking to you last night, and you felt that as good as he was yesterday, he wasn't as good as he was against Winks and the George Main.
Mm. No, I can guarantee you that. It was. And it's, look, you know, and if I had to set a program for him again, and there was no Winks, that'd be his run, the George Main, or you'd go into the Epsom second up. But I think his Epsom days are over now with the handicapper, so we've got to sort of look around and wait for age races now.
Okay, so what is on the horizon there for Happy Clapper?
Nothing really. Look, you know, he gives you his best for free runs. I always think the fourth one's, you know, you go to the well once too much with him. Like, he won first up, he runs second in Winks, and a Group 1 second up, he won in Epsom. If I had my way, he'd be out in the paddock through the week and doing something like that. But I haven't, you know, you can't send him out on a winning note when they've won an Epsom. So we'll just wait and see see how he does in the next week, 10 days.
Is the Cox Plate any chance at all, Pat?
It is, but you know, if he did run in it, he wouldn't have a run before it.
Yeah.
He'd probably have a fortnight nice and easy and a trial and then go down there, because he's a fresh horse. So it's not as if he needs drilling on the track, and it's not as if he needs to run every fortnight to keep fit. which he shows by running second to her in a mile second start after a spell. So if that is the case, but I'm always got a query with him at 2000, and he did run third in a Queen Elizabeth and was held up a bit, probably should have run second to her. So, you know, that's sort of, yeah, wait and see.
Mm. Wait and see. Absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Pat.
Cheers.
On a brilliant day yesterday for the whole team. Or the one and a half of you.
Yeah, one and a half. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Webster there, popular winner. Happy Clapper, popular winner. Mm. And won very comfortably. So congratulations to all involved. As we mentioned, it's been a very much a roller coaster of a year for Pat. And great to see him have success